Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen across the country. Hope you're having a nice week. I know it's that week between Christmas and New Year's. Stay safe. It's that time again. It's the Breaking It Down podcast hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, live from Los Angeles. In between a Denver omelet, country potato, sourdough toast, minus the butter and a cup of coffee. But it's a show to have to get through, and we got a great guest today. 347-205-9631. Show goes quick. If you missed the 15-minute interview, then basically catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, so blessed to interview this great guest today, Julie Ruska. And the first thing I'm going to ask you, Julie, is how are you this morning from Charlotte, North Carolina?
I'm great, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. We're going to have lots of fun today.
Yes, and let me ask you something. If people want to get a hold of you, how do people get a hold of you?
I live on LinkedIn as my social media platform. So it's Julie Ruska, H-R-U-S-K-A. And I share a lot about living your best life and being a high performer, taking your life to the next level.
Well, I'll tell you, not only that, God gave you looks. The blonde bombshell, I call her. She is unbelievable. And, you know, let's start with the link. Yeah.
My grandpa called me the blonde bombshell, and no one has called me that since. That's wild that you call me that.
Wow.
Because that was his. He was a World War II vet, and that was his nickname for me. That's really cool.
Well, I'll keep that. I'll keep the tradition continuing from your grandfather to me. So we'll keep that going. But, you know, the thing I like about and what caught my eye is your inspiration, your drive, your determination, all these words are big, and everybody utilizes them, but nobody takes it to the limit. It's kind of like a New Year's resolution. We kind of say to ourselves, this is what we want to do, and then 2 weeks later, we put it on the shelf. What gives you the drive, and what's been inspiring to keep this thing going that's installed at you? It's just simply amazing.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, for me, I'm a high-performance coach, and I help people optimize their lives. I am the bridge that helps people get from where they are now to where they want to be. And what drives me, what keeps me going, is my three children. I'm a single mother of three. And when I became a single mom, it really shifted the paradigm for me. I grew up in a very traditional family, very conservative values. And I still have really good, strong values. It's not that, but I was raised basically to get married, have kids, raise my kids. And that was kind of the trajectory and the paradigm I was raised with. When I became a single mother, suddenly I had three kids I was responsible for. I knew that I needed to pull all of us up to create a life that I loved. And as I was doing that, I realized everyone needs this. Everyone needs high-performance habits. Everyone needs the skill set and the tools that help them get from where they are to where they want to be. And it's teachable and it's replicable, but people have to learn it.
Right. And we're dealing with a lot of things today in society, coming out of a pandemic. Mental health is a big issue. Suicide's another issue. People just give up. People listen to other people. It might not be inspiring or something, but they just kind of throw in the towel, whether it's jobs. They don't stay on it long enough. They don't realize if their dream, if they just pushed a little more, they can fulfill it. They tend to just go a different direction. They want things fast. So how do you basically steer these people in a direction where they don't lose hope and they stay on course?
Well, hope is key, but I am a big fan of accelerated growth. So I get it, right? I didn't have 25 years to slowly build my company and get things on track. I had an immediate need, an immediate shift. So my goal and the journey I went on was to discover what are the habits that accelerate growth? What are the things that happen with clarity, courage, energy, productivity, influence that really change the game? And how do I maximize those? How do I prioritize those to become better? So the good news is that you can accelerate your growth. Patience is key. Of course, you need to be patient. No one's truly an overnight success in a sustainable way. You know, sometimes we have that peak performance, but with every peak comes a valley. So that's not what I'm about. I'm about equipping people with the tools for long-term sustained success. And that's the exciting news, I think, for me, because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to wake up and to lay in bed in that like half fetal position and say, you know, I don't want to get up today. It's too much. I can't handle it. I know what it's like to have those limiting beliefs. But it's amazing what happens when you confront those beliefs, because they're a bunch of BS, right? And you can push beyond them. And that's really key. A lot of people don't realize that so much of what we think is not real. It's just a lie that we continue to perpetuate. It's just limiting beliefs from our past that somewhere along the way we adopted as truth. And when we can identify those limiting beliefs and excavate them, we're free. We have the freedom to create the life we really want. And then that's where we begin to equip my clients with the tools to take their life from point A to point B to point Z and just really dominate their industry and create a life they love.
Well, and not only that, being a single mom of three kids, you know, that's hard in itself, raising three and trying to give them the drive and inspiration and teach them and to just stay positive. And then, you know, to come on and be LinkedIn's number one high-performance coach, you got 84,527 followers. That's got to be amazing. Do you ever reflect on how far you've come?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's been such a humbling journey, especially to think at the beginning of the pandemic, I was local. You know, I had clients in North Carolina. I did have some clients in Canada and Europe, but all of the clients I had back then, I had met in person at one point, and that's how they became my clients. When the pandemic hit and we got locked down, I had 434 followers on LinkedIn, and they were like, friends and colleagues and not people that would be clients. And so that was where I had to get over my own fear of judgment, of what will people think, of how will people receive my message, and just like get on LinkedIn and share my message with the world. And I am so humbled and super grateful that my message really resonated with people and I grew so quickly there. Because LinkedIn's not easy. It's not like Instagram or TikTok and you just create a cute little video and you get hundreds of thousands of followers.
Yeah.
LinkedIn is for serious business-minded people. And it's not an easy platform to grow on. So when you can connect with people and your message resonates, it's just super humbling and I've been very grateful.
Well, my dad always used to say, son, nobody really cares what you know till they know how much you care. I run with four words: accountability, communication, integrity, character. And, you know, a few of those words are lost in today's society. What are the words you run with, and how do you, you know, push that when you speak or any format that you're part of?
I love the word integrity. For me, integrity is the cornerstone of a person's character. If your words don't align with your actions, then you just aren't the kind of person I want to surround myself with, and you're also not the kind of person that can achieve sustained success. Again, people that are out of integrity might hit it big for a while, but long term, people will always see who you really are. So integrity is really important to me. The word ownership, you know, taking responsibility for your attitude, your effort, and your actions, no matter what, ownership is huge because so many people play the blame game. It's the pandemic's fault. It's the government's fault. It's my former partner's fault. It's ridiculous in our society how many people blame others, blame circumstances. The truth is, no matter what's happening around you, it's what's within you that matters. If I would have laid in bed and said, woe is me, it's hard to be a single mom, we would be on the street or we would be on welfare right now. That wasn't an option for me. I owed it to my kids to step up. And everybody listening right now owes it either to themselves or someone else to step up, to take that radical ownership of their lives and say, you know what? Yes, life is hard. Yes, circumstances are hard. But I'm here and I'm committed to excellence. And I know there is a next level for my life and I'm going to reach it no matter what. So ownership is huge for me.
Not only that, women have come a long way. It's not just laying in bed and, you know, bearing kids and staying home and cleaning the house. Now these women are coming into the corporate world. They're becoming, big figures in Major League Baseball and in the NFL and stuff like that. And it's nice to see it. And I've always said this in the last 3 minutes of this great interview with you, and we're going to have to do it again, that I think when God created women, the world was definitely complete. And if everybody can understand that, they can understand what I'm saying, because I really think, for the people that don't understand it, well, I don't know what book they read.
Well, you know, we all are raised with different belief systems. And in the end, we have to block out all of that and listen to our hearts and listen to our intuition and figure out what we believe in. And so you asked me about words. I said integrity and ownership. The third one is discipline. Like, if you want to create an incredible life, you have to be disciplined to do it. You have to look at life and say, yeah, this is a challenge, but challenges change us, right? If it doesn't challenge you, it probably isn't going to change you. And to get to your next level of success, you have to raise your ambition, deepen your discipline, and create a life you truly love. That's what it's all about.
Wow, that's simply amazing. And as we wrap this thing up, what are your aspirations for 2023? What's on the bucket list that you want to accomplish?
I'm really excited because I've done a lot of working with companies and executive teams to create high-performance cultures. I've done most of my work with one-on-one and individuals, and that's awesome, but I'm going to open things up to more people so I can serve at a higher level. So I have a new TV show, a new streaming show called The Next Level with Julie Ruska coming out. That's going to be housed at RVN Television, but it will be streamed on Roku, Hulu, and Apple TV at some point during 2023. So we go into production for that next week. I'm really excited about. And yeah, group coaching. I'm calling it Ignite Your Life. And it really is like, let's light things up. Let's become who we were created to be. And let's like set the world on fire in a positive way with joy, with passion, with ambition, with excitement.
Wow. You know, I love you very much. And man, oh man, this is inspiration across the board for anybody that's listening today. And so blessed to do this. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you again. And like I said before, we got to do this again.
Yes, absolutely, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. My website is powerfulleaders.com. I live on LinkedIn. It's Julie Ruska, H-R-U-S-K-A. And people can reach directly out to my email, If they're seriously interested, please don't just email me because I'll just ignore it and block it. It's just spam. I really, because my bandwidth is me. I mean, I'm me. It's really my email. But if you're seriously interested in one-on-one coaching, in my corporate training, speaking, or my group coaching, it's julie@powerfulleaders.com. I would love to hear from people. I can't wait to connect with some of your awesome listeners, Mark. And yeah, it's going to be an amazing year.
Yeah, she's better looking than half the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. So make sure you set up the one-on-one interview with her rather than ask her for a date. But we're going to have you in Philadelphia on WWB next Thursday, Marianne, Sal, and myself. So that's going to look good, too, across the board, and get you more and more listeners and that jump over to your side of the network.
Yeah, we're going to have so much fun. I look forward to collaborating with you soon, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, and as we wrap this thing up, she's Julie Ruska out there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Thank you very much for listening. Tell all your friends about it. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a blessed one, guys, and thanks for tuning in.